What's up and welcome to the Single Player Experience. I'm your host, Sebastian Malden, and in this episode, I'm going to do something I've never done before on this show. I'm going to talk about a mobile game that has the world going absolutely crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be talking about Marvel Snap. The game dropped, and people are saying it's just as addicting as Candy Crush. Everyone's talking about this game. Everyone that plays video games, everyone that plays mobile games, everyone's talking about Marvel Snap. So, I decided to check it out. I had to see if this game is as addicting as people are making it out to be. How does it compare with other car builder games? Is this game a good single-player experience? I'll answer all these questions right after the intro. DJ, hit the beat. This is the Single Player Experience, the podcast that helps single-player gamers manage their video game backlog. I'm your host, Sebastian Malden, and my main quest is to help you manage your ever-growing video game backlog by letting you know which single-player games are worth your time and money so that you can have the best single-player experience. Now, without further ado, let's start the show. DJ, cut the beat. When I first heard about Marvel Snap, I just knew that this was going to be my jam. It had a lot of elements that I like in video games and just overall in pop culture. You see, it's a turn-based strategy game that features Marvel characters. It features two elements that I really love because I'm huge into turn-based strategy games, and I'm an insanely huge Marvel fan, so I just knew it. I knew that this was going to be my jam. The only reservation that I had was the fact that this is a mobile game, and mobile games always felt a little icky to me. They always gave me a vibe or a feeling that they were just a cesspool of microtransactions and lesser-tier games, to be honest. The noise about Marvel Snap was different, though. Many in the games industry were singing the praises of this game. So, despite all my reservations, I decided to check it out. Here are my findings. So, I've never done crack before, but hearing stories about the 80s crack epidemic and the hilarious Dave Chappelle Tyrone Biggins skits, I knew that shit was addicting. I'm not saying this to make fun of addiction, far from that. I'm saying this because for the first time ever, I can somewhat relate. Marvel Snap got his hooks into my ass deep. No lie, I found myself playing it in spurts all throughout my day. Let me tell you a quick story. So, I found myself playing it while walking the dog the other day, which I do not recommend at all, because thankfully my dog Biscuit pulled me away from walking into my parked neighbor's pickup truck. Biscuit did me a solid and saved me money on insurance that day. I just had to give him a special treat. Anyways, yeah, my ass was definitely addicted, but that's not even when I realized that I had it bad. No, it was when I woke up in the middle of the night after a nightmare. The nightmare was about Marvel Snap, man. How crazy is that shit? The crazy thing is, though, the nightmare was that I lost 8 points in a battle with someone online because the dream version of myself played a Cyclops card. I was sitting in the middle of the night mad at myself. I was like, ugh, who the hell plays a Cyclops card? That's when the realization kicked in. Yeah, I was addicted to this game. I was hooked on this game real bad. So, now that you know about Marvel Snap's ability to hook you, let's talk about the game itself. This mobile game is a Marvel-themed card builder where you collect and play Marvel heroes and villains to try to out-strategize and defeat your opponents. In this game, you play 6 rounds. In each game, you have 3 Marvel-themed locations that you can play your cards on. Most locations have their pros and cons powers that reveal themselves as the game goes on. For example, one location might grant all cards placed there the ability of 5 extra points, while another in the game might deposit useless rock cards in each player's deck. The objective here is to win each location by having the most points in it. Whoever wins the most locations wins the game. To score points, you play a card. Every card in the game has power and energy points. The energy shows how much it'll actually cost to play that card on the field, and the power indicates the base damage that it will do. The energy that you get to use rises every turn, starting from 1 point to 6. So essentially, you and your opponents get 6 turns to try to win the game. That's the best part about this game. It's simple in a complex way. The rules are easy enough to learn and follow, but the complexity comes from the random drawing of the cards in your deck and the way that the power of those cards and the locations that you place those cards in impact the game overall. All these factors make every game that you play feel different from one another. Another great thing about this game is how quick the matches go. Each match only lasts a couple of minutes. If you lose a game, it's no big deal because you can be in another match very quickly. There isn't any wasted time spent on waiting for another match. This game really cares about getting you back into the action, and it really shows. So, Marvel Snap was made by former Hearthstone developer Second Dinner, and they knocked it out of the park with this one. You can see how much love and care they put into this game. The cards feature a gorgeous art style and well-thought-out abilities and traits. The way you can upgrade your decks and your cards' design is absolutely top-notch. You play games and complete missions to earn credits. These credits allow you to unlock more cards to play and upgrade a card from its basic appearance and work your way up to updating it to a 3D art style or even an animated art style. The game's biggest flaw is the monetization aspect of the game. It's a season pass which provides credits, bonuses, and new cards. Monetization is always an ugly concept in games. It's still here in this game, but at least it's optional and the game is still enjoyable without having to dive into your wallet. It's just there for the people who want to do so. Overall, Marvel Snap is one of the best superhero-centric games that we've gotten lately. The gameplay loop is addicting and fun, and it gets you in and out of the action fast. The game does have some monetization aspects, like I mentioned earlier, but thankfully, they are optional. Beware of Marvel Snap, everyone. I'm just being serious. Beware of this game. This game will grab you and simply not let you go. Honestly, I think this is the best mobile game I've ever played. In this show, we practice the 10 games backlog rule. In this practice, you log down 10 games. Those games are going to be your video game backlog. To be as productive as you possibly can be, we recommend that you only play 3 games at one time. One single player narrative game, one game that's going to be your chill and relax game, and another game that's going to be your palate cleanser game, which is a game that you play when you're not in the mood for your other narrative games. When you complete or get tired of one game, it leaves the backlog list. Then you decide which new game is added to the list, and which game on the list advances to your active 3 games. So, where should Marvel Snap fit in your video game backlog? This is the perfect game to have in your chill and relaxed spot. It doesn't have a story at all, so it definitely shouldn't be your narrative focus. However, it is the perfect game to kick back and relax to. This is the game that you want to relax when you're just watching something on TV or just want to take your mind off of things for a couple of moments. Marvel Snap is perfect for that spot in your video game backlog. So, that is the game recommendation of the week that you should consider adding to your backlog list. If you want me or my community of gamers to give you feedback on your backlog list, then join us in the Single Player Experience Discord server. Once you're in, feel free to share your video game backlog list or talk about good single player game experiences that you've had lately. The link to join the free Single Player Experience Discord server is in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I hope to catch you in the next one. Peace.